My God, spoke one of the prophets, what shall I do with all the things that I have done in my past life to offend thee? What shall I do with all those sins which I have hurt you with? What shall I do with all those disobedient things that I did in my life? What shall I do with them? Oh, they weight me down, spoke the prophet. They carry me under my grave. They bow me down unto death. Oh, and they clothe upon me like a heavy stone, yea, even a millstone around my neck. And I feel myself drowning in the past of all my sins and all of my disobedience. So what shall I do with these things, my Father? Oh, continually before me, there are the things that I have done wrong. Continually before me, there are the things that I committed against thee. Continually before me and weighing down upon me are all the wrongs in my past mistakes. What shall I do with these things? Oh. Oh, I have borne them so long, and they carry me down to death. And surely when I rid myself of them, something puts them back on me. What shall I do with these things? Oh. Surely they become a stumbling block in my path. When I would do good, there they are stumbling me. And I fall, and down they come upon me again. What shall I do with these things that are in my memory? These things that I have done so wrong. Oh, they multiply sin upon sin, disobedience upon disobedience, and all the former things that I have done to offend you, my Father, they come back upon me. Oh, like a heavy anvil around my neck. And they pull me down until I crawl on the ground like a worm and I eat dust like a snake. They pull me down and make me ply on the ground like a mole. What shall I do with these things? Oh. Oh. I have knowledge of thee, my Lord, spoke the prophet. I know that my sins are forgiven me. I know that all my transgressions are forgiven me. But yea, I cannot rid myself of them. I go to the altar and I cry out in prayer and I get relief. And then from the porch to the altar, they come back upon me as a heavy burden. What shall I do with these things? Ooh. I go down in tears before thee, and I repent, and I'm sorry of these things, and they are lifted off of me. But the moment my weeping stops, they come back upon me like a cloud, and settle down upon me like lead and brass, and they carry me back, grinding in my sorrows. What shall I do with these things? Ooh. Oh, I come unto you day and night, cry unto you day and night, David spoke. Oh, and I plead, take not thy anointing away from me. Oh, take not thy spirit away from me. And you hear me in the night seasons, and you take not your spirit away from me. But even though I feel your spirit moving in me, there are great weights upon me. There are shackles upon me. And surely from some unknown place, surely it must be Satan. He comes back and he binds me and carries me back into my old way of life. Something must be wrong. What shall I do with these things, my Lord? Oh. When I look over my past life, I find out that all the things that I would do, I could not. And all the things that I wanted to do, I didn't do them. And the very thing I wanted to do to please you, I did it all wrong. I messed it all up. And these things come back upon me. And they bind me down. Oh, yay, spoke one. They even pull me over backwards and break my back and move the muscles of my legs until I'm a man without form. Oh. Oh, any of you ever feel that way? When I would go forward, another spoke, they pull me backwards. And when I would go backwards, they push me forward. And when I would turn to the right, they pull me to the left. And when I would turn to the left, they pull me to the right. What shall I do with all these old ways and these old ways of life? Surely they are holding me, and I know not what to do with them. But Jesus spoke, and he said, I came to set the captives free. He said, I did not come to only just set them free, but I came to announce a year of jubilee, a time when all the captives would go free. But how can this be? We're in terrible shape, aren't we? When we get to where we're at this point where we are now and ready to move on into the life of Christ, are you familiar with that feeling, Brother Pell? Get a blessing from the Lord, and then all at once something pulls me back. You're in terrible shape. What happened? I get forgiven, I get a blessing, but I still can't move. Oh, you fixing to get it now. Yes, you are. Christ speaking to the prophets and through Jesus said, in my Father, he is pictured as an old man, an ancient of days.
and said somewhere in him, somewhere in his mind or in his memory, there's a place called a sea of forgetfulness. Oh. And in that sea of forgetfulness, once you find out that it's there, you can come to it, oh, and cast in by faith all your former life and all these nagging. And they sink down in that sea of forgetfulness. And the breathing off of that sea of forgetfulness wipe out of your mind that old nagging feeling of sorrow for your past life. One of the prophets, speaking by the Spirit of Christ, painted the picture of God as being an old man that forgets the things of his youth. Ooh. That once you make that trip to that sea of forgetfulness, and said, I'm not going to let you know where it is. Never let you know where it is, because if you find out where it is, the devil will make you go back there and dig out those things and bring them back to your mind and use them on you. Said, I'm going to let you make a trip to that sea. Not going to let you know where it is. I'll let you get delivered once and for all from those old past things. And said, then you'll know any time there's a reminder of it, that that is my enemy Satan bringing them back to you. Now listen, the only time that I'll ever bring them back to you, Jesus said, is that when I want to remind you of a lesson that I taught you. And I'll bring it back to you, and I'll let you remember them for a little while and catch your lesson up. And then you can go on, but I'll never bring them back. That's condemnation. Oh. You don't believe that, do you? Said, now the breezes of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, blowing over that river. Breaths. When you cast in your old life, the remembrance of your old life. Said, he blows right through your memory. Carries them in there. And then he moves through your memory. And you get to where you can't even remember them no more. Of course, you don't believe this is in his order and in his plan. Unless you come to that sea of forgetfulness, you will never move far beyond what you are now. Because every time you start to move something, every time you start to rise, something will. Every time you start to turn, something will. Now remember, you're not going to know where this sea of forgiveness is because he's not going to let you know. Because he doesn't want you to be in there diving around trying to pick up your old life. He wants to, he'll only breathe them back in you when he wants to teach you a lesson. Remember what I told you. They'll come back in there and look. That he don't want you in there diving around in that sea. Oh, but he wants you to get rid of them once and for all. Paul the Apostle, speaking, moved into this principle of grace when he said, forgetting those things that are behind, I reach forth for those things that are before. And then he spoke again. He said, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, but moving on into maturity or in imperfection. You don't really, I don't care where that sea is located, that sea of forgetfulness. I don't really want to find it other than to just come to it by faith and cast them in there because I don't want to know where it's at. I don't want to go to digging around in it. Do you? And I'm willing to abide by his order and by his plan. Are you willing to abide by that? Are you willing to accept that he forgot them? Cast them in that sea of forgiveness? That then you have forgotten them also? He erases them out of your memory? Oh, and leaves you free? Then you'll know. Anyone that comes back to you, oh, is the voice of Satan trying to put a false seed upon you. Oh, Lord Jesus, my faith, right there before me. You, your mind, and the mind of my Father. In which there is a sea of forgiveness. I come by faith and I say that all my old past life and all the working of Satan, all my mistakes hath now been placed in that sea of forgiveness and hath now sunk out of sight. Remember? Of course, you do not want to do it this way because you have been taught. You have been taught in religion, Brother Jones, the way to keep yourself in line is to beat yourself with all these old past mistakes. Now, you were wrong, and you made a league with Satan, didn't you? That he'll let the old former life beat you and condemn you. Isn't that right? Oh, but you don't have to live that way anymore, do you? Jesus. Right there before me. Your mind and the mind of the Father. In which there's a sea of forgiveness. Oh, and I come by faith to that sea of forgiveness. And I, by faith, cast my whole life, all the former things, into that sea of forgiveness. By faith, I say, they have sunk out of sight and out of my mind. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward for those things that are before. But oh, I tried to do that and I couldn't do it. Because you hadn't discovered the sea of forgetfulness. The goodness and the grace of God. That once He forgives, He forgets. And when you agree, then you forget. But as long as you disagree with Him, then you don't forget. But now you've come to agree with Him. I wonder why it is that so many things just keep coming up in my life and I keep doing the same thing over and over. Have you ever won? Look like I never learned a lesson. Lord Jesus, we accept you right there before me.
I accept you right
there. Oh,
your mind
and the mind of my Father,
and the mind of
in which there is placed,
there
is a sea of forgetfulness.
There is a sea
and I say my whole life,
and all my past
mistakes
hath
been placed
in
that sea of forgetfulness
and
hath
sunk out of sight
and out of my memory. Why you? There's no way in the world you're going to ever enter into ministry. Don't you remember? You've tried it maybe 100 times and you never did make it. So no way in the world for you to enter in. That's the voice of Satan. Isn't that what it is? But how can he take advantage of you? Because you hadn't found out about that sea of forgetfulness. You went around and quoted it and spouted it religiously, didn't you? But you never did come to it by faith, did you? You ready to come to it by faith?
Just
like an eraser on a pencil. That's what one of the prophets said. He said, I take that eraser of the Holy Ghost. And he said, I just erase out your old life. And said, it's not even written in your memory anymore. And said, so if it's not written there, then you're safe. Then the devil can't use it on you.
Lord Jesus.
I accept you right there before me.
I accept you right there before me.
Your mind. And the mind of my Father.
And the mind of my Father.
In which there's a sea of forgetfulness.
In which there's a sea of forgetfulness.
By faith.
I place my former life.
All my old mistakes.
In
that sea of forgetfulness.
In the sea of forgetfulness.
And I say by faith.
And I say by faith.
They are consumed.
In that sea of forgetfulness.
Now feel the Holy Ghost. Just pray. If you will follow in my order, the Lord said, and do it my way. He said, I'll bring you into all of my secret places. And I'll do it my way with my life. But said, now, if you struggle around and you strive to do this thing your way, he said, then your way has made a league with Satan. And your way will always trap you. And it'll always destroy you. Because no matter how you move in me, the old things will come back upon you until you let me do this work of grace in your life. Your way, Lord Jesus. Ooh, I accept, Lord Jesus. You're right there before me. Ooh, ooh, you and my Father. On the mind of you and my Father, in which there's a sea of forgetfulness. Ooh. All my old past life, all of my mistakes, all my foul-ups, I come by faith and place it in that sea of forgetfulness. And I say by faith that it has sunk out of sight. Ooh. But you don't believe this is an order of God, do you? That is far from any order you've ever been used to, isn't it? You know there's a voice that whispered in you, oh, I know they're forgiven. But said, you're going to have to bear them. You're going to have to pay for them. Said, I'm going to keep them there to just beat you with and remind you of. And said, every time I get ready, I'm going to bring them back on you. And one of the old religious excuses for that is this will keep you humble. It won't keep you humble. It'll keep you defeated. Well, every one of you and I, every one of us, got so much, you can't bear them. And in you, you couldn't bear them. You can't even bear the memory of them. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, you're mine and the mind of my Father, in which it's been placed in a sea of forgetfulness. Oh, and by faith, I come and place all my old life, all my mistakes, all the former things in that sea of forgetfulness. And I accept them. They have been consumed and sunk out of sight. Ooh. What there's wrong was wrong with me, some of you said, but said I heard a voice just whispered, said, that's all right, you just be still long enough because there's something walking around in your mind, in your life, that's going to find out what's wrong with you. You knew it was going to happen to you, didn't you, brother? You knew somehow or another, you didn't know how you were going to get loose from them, but you knew there were eyes of fire looking at you. In spite of all you being scared, I mean, you knew sooner or later something was going to happen like this, didn't you? Like one brother today was trying to figure out what I was going to minister on, and I said, you have no idea. No. And why don't you have any idea? Well, because I don't know myself. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, you're mine, and the mind of my Father, in which your memory, there has been placed a sea of forgetfulness. And I come by faith, lay my whole life, all my old mistakes, all my sin, right in that sea of forgetfulness. And I say by faith, they are sunk out of sight. Ooh. You know, the one that has to come first to the sea of forgetfulness is the one that knows they need to be there first. And as you see them getting a relief, then you begin to know that you need to be there. Oh, he knew he had to go somewhere. He didn't know where he had to go. He knew he had fouled up and polluted it. He'd been in religion, been trying to serve God ever since he's that high. Doing it everything wrong. Just like every one of the rest of us. Coming through religion. All that old, every time we turned around, we got trapped. We wanted to do it right, but we just couldn't do it. Oh, we made a mess out of it, didn't we? Oh, we got a little bit of blessing, but the rest of it was a mess. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me, in your mind, and in the mind of my Father. There is a great sea of forgetfulness, which I come to place all my whole life, all my mistakes, all workings of religion, and I say they are sunk out of sight, never to be brought up again. You know, when you push to the south, I'll speak a mystery to you and let you study about it. When you push to the south in this New Jerusalem, you'll find there is a sea of forgetfulness. Oh. Oh. Lord Jesus. Accept you right there before me. Oh. Your mind, the mind of my Father. And in your memory, somewhere, there's a sea of forgetfulness. And I place all my old past life, all my mistakes, all my rebellion in that sea of forgetfulness. And I say by faith that they have sunk out of sight, never to be remembered. Stand up. Somebody catch him. Oh, catch him. Oh, ease on out, catch him. Gotta have some place to put him. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there. Oh, your mind in the mind of the Father. My Father. And in your memory, there's a great sea of forgetfulness in which has been placed my whole life, all my foul ups, all my mistakes, and hath sunk to the depths of that sea, out of sight. But Brother Brent, you just don't understand. See, you don't have as much to forget as I have to forget, or you wouldn't be forgetting so easy. Don't kid yourself. Whatever you've done, I guarantee you, either in my mind or heart or with an action, whatever you've done, I've done it double. I guarantee you. But they're gone. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, in your mind. Maybe it's in his heart.
Maybe it's in your heart.
Maybe it is in his heart. That's where all the love flows in. But you know, I don't know whether there's any difference between his mind and his heart. Reaches from. But it's somewhere, isn't it? Because he said it was. There's a sea of forgetfulness. From what you feel when you come up to it, it must be coming out of his heart. Well, that's not hard to understand, because he said out of the heart flows the issues of life, so it flows into his mind too, doesn't it? Lord Jesus, I accept. You're right there before me. Oh, you're mine, and the mind of my Father, in which there's a sea of forgetfulness. Oh, and I come place all my old ways,
all my past mistakes,
all my wrongs. I place them on that sea, and I say by faith, they have sunk out of sight to be remembered no more. There before me, your mind of my Father, your heart and the heart of my Father, in which there's a sea of forgetfulness, all my old past life, all my mistakes, all my working of Satan, hath been placed in that sea and hath sunk out of sight. don't need to come to that seat. Maybe you just need to keep remembering. Maybe you're still trying to justify yourself in the thing that you did wrong. Well, you know, everybody does that. Maybe you're still trying to live that kind of life. Maybe that's the reason you're in the shape you're in, dry. Come on, brother. Brother Bill, you might as well come on up here too. Bill, you might as well come on. Oh, it's a big seat. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh, and in your mind, in the mind of my Father, in your heart of my Father, there to see of forgetfulness, that I come, and lay all my old life, all my old mistakes right in that sea. And I say they have sunk. Plumb out of sight. Told you was gonna get it. Ooh. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Your mind, mind of my Father, that in your memory somewhere there's a sea of forgetfulness in which hath been placed all my old life and all of my wrong. All of my mistakes
and hath
sunk out of sight to be remembered no more. Maybe you just like to keep dragging them around. You won't keep dragging them around? You won't keep beating yourself with them? Did it give you pleasure to beat yourself with them? Then come on. Do you like to beat yourself with them, Molly? You used to try it, didn't you?
Yeah.
They got so many and so hard, you couldn't stand the blows, could you? I accept, Lord Jesus. You're right there before me. Oh, and in your mind and in your memory. Memory of my Father. There to see a forgetfulness. In which been placed on all my old life, all my past mistakes, all my wrongs, and hath sunk out of sight, never to be remembered. Stand right up there with her. Lord Jesus, right there before me. Oh, is you, your mind, and the mind of my Father, in which there's a sea of forgetfulness. Oh, faith in your promise, that in that sea hath been placed all my old life, all my past mistakes, and hath sunk out of sight. Oh. Maybe you don't think this is the way. Maybe you want to still do it your religious way. So, well, you know, got to keep some things there to sort of keep you in line. God doesn't do it the evil to keep you in line. He doesn't do it the evil. He doesn't need the help of Satan to keep you in line. You thought he did, though, didn't you? I wondered what that was kept pulling me back. Lord Jesus, I accept. You're right there before me. In your mind. In your memory, in the memory of my Father. In a sea of forgetfulness. In which him hath been placed on me. All my old life. All my old mistakes. All my wrongs. And hath sunk out of sight. In that sea of your forgetfulness. Jesus. Feel yourself come free now, don't you? Oh, I accept that. You're right there before me. Oh, and in your mind and in the mind of my Father, there is a sea of forgetfulness in which I accept all my ways, all my past life. All my mistakes hath been placed in that sea and hath sunk out of sight. Except you're right there before me. In your mind, in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, there's a great sea of forgetfulness. You told me about it, and I believe it. And I say all my old ways, all the former things, all my past mistakes have been placed in that sea of forgetfulness and has sunk out of sight. I'd like to see the devil use ammonia again. Lord Jesus, right there before me. Oh, your mind and your memory and the memory of my Father hath become a sea of forgetfulness in which all my old nature, all my past mistakes, everything I've done wrong hath been placed in that sea of forgetfulness and hath sunk out of sight. All three of you, come on. Oh. 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 Stand up. Oh. Close your eyes. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Oh. And in your mind, in your memory, and the memory of my Father, hath now become a sea of forgetfulness, oh, in which he hath placed all my old past mistakes, all my sin and all my wrong, and they have sunk plumb out of sight. Decided maybe that his whole memory is a sea of forgetfulness. Just about decided, of course, I think maybe I decided that before, but I about decided maybe his whole memory, being like an old man and completely losing all of his memory, you know. Well, that's what he pictures himself as, an Ancient of Days. I about decided maybe his whole memory is made up of that sea of forgetfulness. And maybe it's so deep that it goes all the way from his memory down through his heart and all the way down through his feet and out somewhere else. Well, you know, really, just going to be very plain with you. He showed me where it was, but he didn't show me how to get to it except through his memory. It goes down through his memory, down through his heart, all the way through his body, out his feet, and it's way down behind his throne to where he doesn't even look at it. Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Ooh, your memory and the memory of my Father hath now become a sea of forgiveness, in which all my old life, all my past mistakes, all my foul ups hath been placed and has sunk out of sight. I'm going to tell you where I found that sea of forgiveness. You want me to tell you how I found it? Or how it was shown to me? I was on that sea of glass. You know, dancing around, moving around. All at once, a voice, gentle voice spoke to me and said, I got another sea. I said, where it is? Over behind me? Let me see it. Can't see it. Don't you remember? So I spoke to you one time that I took your sin and cast them behind me. And said, you're not supposed to be around behind me. You're supposed to be looking in my face. I said, all right. Good enough for me. Oh, Lord Jesus. Right there before me. Your mind and the mind of my Father. And even over behind you have been made a sea of forgetfulness, in which had been placed my whole life. All my past mistakes, all my foul ups, everything in my whole life, and hath sunk in that sea, out of sight. Because. stand up, Crossy.
Right there before me.
Oh, in your mind,
in your memory,
and in the memory of my Father, hath now become a sea of forgiveness, in which all my life, all of my mistakes, all of my wrongs, all former things, hath been placed in and has sunk out of sight. Feel them shackles come off of you? Those ropes been pulling you back? You feel them come off of you? Lord Jesus, right there before me, in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, going all the way down to the back, there's a sea of forgiveness in which has been placed all my sins, all my former life, all my past mistakes, and has sunk them out of sight. Six, line up right up here next to him. You haven't been up yet, have you? Won't you line up with them right back there? Some of you that's been up, why don't you go there and help them, all right? Get behind them. Lord Jesus, just wait till I get to you. I accept right there before you. In your memory.